Good, Daniel. Yourself?
Very well, thank you. A little later this afternoon, Sydney FC take on Newcastle Jets.
Yeah, looking forward to this one, heading to it momentarily, shortly after my son's game of football. But yeah, Newcastle have lost two on the bounce, so they're up against it a little, and there were much better signs for Sydney through the week. They had a good win against Western United. They haven't quite hit their stride yet, Sydney FC, but I'll reserve judgment until they played a few games in a row like they did on Wednesday night. But signs were good, but yeah, Newcastle up against it away from home this afternoon.
And then, of course, we head over to Marvel Stadium where Adelaide United are playing nobody because they're playing the bye.
Yeah, they're playing against the bunch of, playing against the bye. No, they're, it's just amazing what happened last week at Marvel Stadium.
Yeah.
It's quite incredible. I haven't seen many games like it where one team was just so totally off the pace and inferior to the other. And it was Melbourne victory, if you're not across it. They got beaten 6-0 by Melbourne City. That just doesn't happen, especially against what is supposed to be your biggest rival. It was a disgraceful performance. There's nothing else, no other way you can put it from Melbourne victory. But they get the chance to atone. They play against another big rival in Adelaide United. They play grand finals at this ground. There's low expectations, obviously, given what the club has gone through in the last few days after that loss. You'd favour Adelaide United, given they've got Craig Goodwin back and they're in a good bit of form. But it'll be fascinating to see what kind of performance Melbourne victory dish up.
And then on Sunday, we head over to Central Coast Stadium with those giant sauce bottles. Love that. Central Coast Mariners and Perth Glory.
Yeah, and Mariners keep on winning. They had a good win against MacArthur FC on Monday night. I think now it's the surprise factor is gone. The train of thought that, they've got off to a good start, but this isn't the real thing. They're very much the real thing this season. They've got every opportunity to win a trophy this season, which is bordering on extraordinary, given they've won four of the last five wooden spoons. It's just madness what they've become, but they're just so hard to beat, and they've got a fair bit of ability in their attacking ranks. So, yeah, they're very much the real deal.
Just having a look at the ladder for Central Coast, they're 7 points up with 8 wins and 3 losses. Now, you're an expert in this field with the A-League. Did you envision that Central Coast were going to improve? Yes, obviously the answer to that, but did you think that they would improve to where they are now?
No chance. There's not a person on the planet that would think that they would have improved to this point, including their coach who has designed all this, Alan Stajic, the former Matildas coach. But just the way it's worked out, it's like, you know, other clubs are having a few results, a bit of a slow start here and there, and they are just sticking to what they want to do, and it's worked so well so far. So, yeah, I mean, there's levels of surprise. There's us outside looking in, amazingly surprised. Those inside, happily surprised. So, yeah, it's just incredible. It's one of the biggest fairy tales we've seen in Australian sport in the last 20 years. It's just amazing.
Adam Peacock from Fox Sports joins us this afternoon on the Sideline View, talking all things A-League. They're just talking about the Central Coast Mariners Perth Glory game. And then we turn our attention to Western United versus Brisbane Roar at Amy Park, 6:10. I tell you what, this 6:10 time slot, it was the Western United game in Ballarat. I tell you what, it is great for television because you can sit down, have your dinner and watch some great football.
Yeah, the weekend's pretty much done. You can just maybe relax, depending if the kids are behaving and all of that. But it's a difficult one to actually get to actually attend, but for some people, because it's a school night. But, it's a good time slot to sit down and watch. And, yeah, Brisbane are a bit of a weird one. They've stopped scoring goals. I thought they would kick on a bit after their really good start, whereas Western United lost a couple of games on the bounce, so they'll be a little more desperate than they ordinarily are. They lost midweek without Alessandro Diamanti, their big star, their big Italian star in Sydney, but I reckon they can bounce back at home.
And then the final game on Monday night is Western Sydney Wanderers taking on Wellington Phoenix.
Yeah, cool on this one. I haven't really thought about it yet. I've got a bit to do over the course of the rest of the weekend. But, yeah, Western Sydney, they've got a win against Western United, but they haven't really hit full flow. And they take on Wellington, who very much did last week against Perth Glory, with a really impressive performance where they defended so well and hit Perth between the eyes a few times. So Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if the away team performs well in that one.
That is all ahead when it comes to the world of A-League. Hey, Adam, really do appreciate your time as always on the Sideline View, and let's catch up next week.
Sounds good.